right, set for boots and salutes now at 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. As mentioned earlier, it is Administrative Professionals Day, and going back to the email, again, administrative professionals, not just in offices, so if you'd like to salute yours, by all means, go ahead and do so.
Yeah, I got to say, I just posted it up on Facebook so that... See what everybody else thinks about it. But we got a great email here from Marie, who is talking about it. She's the administrative professional on her farm because she looks after the books. She keeps the family on track. She also, as she says, I get my hands dirty in the shop, too. I'm the multitasking, multi-skilled, multi-positional administrative professional. So to all of those, we salute you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I'd like to give a boot to the Ministry of Environment. Anybody who buys hunting or fishing licenses might be interested in this, but there was 30% of all hunting and fishing licenses sold. The revenue, 30%, goes towards conservation and research projects for fish and wildlife, and it goes through a board called the Fish and Wildlife Development Fund, which has a steering committee, and it's held in the public trust. And I found out recently that the ministry last year had an increase in prices of fishing and hunting licenses, which was in the over $1 million, I believe. I'm not going to get into exact numbers, but the increase, 30% of those funds should have went back to the future of conservation and research. And the government, for the recent budget here, clawed that back on us, and to me that's like stealing from the future, my children's future, and the future of hunting and fishing in our province.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Mayor, Charlie Clark, and the council for voting to reduce our property taxes with the debenture they got from the government. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
So when Mayor Clark came to visit yesterday, was he happy that you brought that up?
Well, absolutely. I said to him, I said, right? The old saying, when I do good, no one remembers. When I do bad, no one forgets.
It's true.
And right, like, hey, we all got a 1% rollback. Okay, you're saying, oh, it's only 1%, but it's 1%.
That's right. If we had gone the other way, we would be losing our lunch.
Mm-hmm. So just saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to the gas analysts who finally have showed us or talked to us about why they predict our gas price could jump to $1.30 a liter this summer.
Our gas, like in Saskatchewan?
In Saskatchewan. They say that the price will likely be at about $1.30 this summer.
Lay the explanation on me, David.
Rising demand happens every summer.
Right.
Refinery maintenance happens every summer. And the slumping loonie, they say, are the reasons that we're going to be paying more at the pump this year.
All right, just going to let that hang out there just for a second. I saw a tweet from somebody in BC. It's like $1.36 in Kelowna right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would like to do an informal survey.
Okay.
And propose an informal survey.
Lay it on us.
Two-part question.
Go.
A, do you think that Saskatchewan and Alberta will really turn off the taps to BC?
Okay.
Their oil. B, do you think it's going to do anything?
Boy, those are some big questions, Dave.
Just throwing them out there. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You guys are talking about gas hitting $1.30 a liter, which sucks, but I'm calling from North Battleford, and we're at $1.29.9 this morning, so.
Did it just go up?
Yeah, this morning, yep.
Well, I think it has to do with the refinery maintenance and the slumping loonie.
And the fact that I forgot my lunch at home on the kitchen counter, and Dave's wearing a black shirt, so all of those things contribute.
There you go. Just thought I'd let you know. Yeah, we're here already, so.
Oh, well, you're ahead of the game. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I'd like to give a big salute to the Nipawin Hawks on the big win last night.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, were you at the arena?
Yes, I was. That was a deadly game.
Well, at 2-1, it was the final. They beat Estevan. The roof must have been just coming off.
Oh, that barn was packed. It was loud.
Nice.
And
nice.
I heard a little rumor that they had actually given the fire commissioner a gift certificate to go out for supper so he wouldn't be counting so they could cram as many people in there as they could. So
we never heard anything like that, Dave.
No, that's right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I haven't heard the name of the new Prince of England yet. I've been watching the news and there's nothing. Have you heard the baby's name?
I have not heard that either.
Okay, thank you.
But I have seen some funny memes that have been going around because, of course, the Kate Middleton, is she a princess?
Kate, yeah.
Princess Kate. How great she looked, right? She's got the baby in there standing, her and Prince William standing there. And, you know, after having delivered a baby, and a fairly good-sized baby, and how good she looked, and then how most other women say they feel after they've had their children. There were some pretty funny memes that were going around. One that referenced Rocky. Oh. Anyway, all you have to do is go online. Funny memes, Kate Middleton, you'll see them.
Wow.
Yeah.
My
question, though, is when was that baby born? Do we know that exactly?
Like, Monday, 11:01 a.m.
Oh, it was? Okay.
We think. There's time changes and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it might have been a day or two after, so she would have had time to recover. I can't imagine that she had the baby and then 4 hours later was standing in front of the hospital.
No. I would agree with that. I think there's time changes to take into account there.
Do you think that is some time change? Okay.
Good morning, CJWW, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I got a boo for that last caller. Who cares what the kid's name is? Thanks.
All right. It was funny, and I did see one thing that, you know, you know how great it would be to be the prince or whatever, you know, don't have to work a day, everything's covered for, you know, everything's looking good, so...
I think there are some challenges, though, to be the prince. On the surface, we look at that and we think, oh, that would be really, really cool. But I think it would get old really, really fast, unless you're Prince Harry. Nothing sticks to that guy, right?
No.
Like, he does wild and crazy stuff, and people just go, ah, that's Prince Harry.
Yeah.
See, he's got the good gig.
That's true.
And he never has to worry about running the country.
No, he doesn't.
Right?
That might be good news for all involved. One more call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
I want to boot that guy that called in about the prince's name. I mean, how is that relevant? I mean, that really doesn't matter at all.
Oh, there's lots of people that want to know, though, for sure, on the other side of the coin. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot that too.
Speculate on that, unfortunately, is that still a matter under investigation. So we'll continue with that comment and conversation on another day when more facts are, of course, in front of us. Having said that, Gordon Weeb's got the factual news coming up at 8 o'clock for you as well. After 8 o'clock, birthdays, anniversaries, and a whole lot more. It's all here on a Wednesday morning with the Moo Crew on CJW.